It's 27th of June. I would like to start today's episode by answering a question from my listener, Yelena, especially since today I myself wanted to talk about the same issue that worries her. So Yelena asks, do Ukrainian soldiers really buy boots, clothes, and other equipment at their own expense? After all, she continues, the people of the United States are confident that the aid allocated by Western countries is enough to provide it to all the army for free. Yelena, you hit the spot. I will now explain in detail why. The West really helps Ukraine a lot. Without this help, it would be incredibly difficult to resist Russian aggression. Boots, bulletproof vests, uniforms, and a lot of everything else really come from the United States and Europe. But unfortunately, this is consumable items. In conditions of intense warfare, all this often lives for a matter of weeks or even days. Boots and uniforms are torn. Bulletproof vests take on shrapnel and lose their effectiveness. Knives, goggles, and other small items are lost and broken in trenches and other positions. It is often easier to a fighter to buy all this with his own or volunteer money than to deal with paperwork for issuing new equipment. That is, not only cartridges and shells are consumables, but virtually all the equipment of a soldier of the Ukrainian army. Also, let's not forget that there are fighters with special needs in the army. For example, a guy with a huge foot size served with me. Suppliers of footwear for the Ukrainian army simply do not sew boots of this size, and he had to buy them at his own expense. Also, at their own expense, the fighters upgrade their weapons. They buy sights for them, more comfortable stocks and handles. The military budget doesn't provide money for such spending. Now, about why Yelena, with her question, literally hit the mark. The fact is that I also plan to soon buy myself items that are not supplied en masse to the troops. There are metal plates in my body armor, those that the army gives to the fighters, and they are damn heavy. The weight of the one plate is about 14 pounds. There are two of them in the bulletproof vests. By all standards, you can't wear one like this for more than 4 hours a day. But I am forced to carry this bulletproof vest on me for 7 or 8 hours a day, and sometimes even longer. As a result, my back and my shoulders constantly hurt. The salvation for my back would be the buying of a light ceramic plates. They are even more reliable than the steel ones, while almost twice lighter. In Ukraine, it is almost impossible to find them now. Because of the war, they have long been sold out. However, it is possible to buy such plates in Europe. They cost about 500 euros, which is a little more than $500. And now, for the first time, I ask you to help not my family, but directly me. You and I have literally a couple of weeks to raise this money on the Fighting for Ukraine page of the GoFundMe website. If we manage to do this, then my chances of surviving the war and coming out of it relatively healthy, at least with a whole bag, are greatly increased. Why do we only have a couple of weeks left? Because it is in a couple of weeks that an ideal opportunity will appear to deliver these plates from Europe to Ukraine. My refugee daughter is returning to Kyiv at the end of July. She's already bought tickets for the bus, which, despite the war, continues to run between Ukrainian and European cities. I am well aware that the danger has not gone away. Just a couple of days ago, the Russians again attacked Kyiv with a swarm of missiles, and most likely they will do the same again. But she decided to come back, and I couldn't convince her not to do it. She say that she understands everything about the danger, about the fact that she will hardly be able to see me soon, even after she returns. After all, I am now far from Kyiv. But she still wants to go home, to her room, to her cats, to her books and familiar surroundings. So my daughter will return to Ukraine, and if we manage to raise the necessary amount of money, she will also bring me plates for my body armor.